Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook, Trustee Basics. This audio file is brought to you by Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook.com. For private entertainment use only. The information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property. Trustee Basics. First and foremost, anyone, man or person, capable of taking physical possession of or legal title to property can be a trustee. See footnote 54, and there is no limit to the number of trustees who may serve in any one trust. Generally, where there is more than one trustee, the trustees, with respect to each other, are referred to as co-trustees. See footnote 55, and when acting jointly as a collective body are referred to as the Board of Trustees. Furthermore, there is no law prescribing the character of a trustee, and while it has been held that a trust cannot be invalidated simply due to incompetence, the trustee should be at least someone capable and fit for executing the powers and duties honorably. See footnote 56. This is the basis for the general rule that beneficiaries are not desirable as trustees, though there is no law to forbid such appointment. Equity will generally avoid all temptation to a breach of trust. The trustee should be stationed within the jurisdiction of the court of equity in which the estate is located, if indeed the trust corpus is an estate. But where the trust corpus is portable land, the trustee need not be stationed within any single jurisdiction. Non-residency will not disqualify or preclude the trustee from carrying out his position. See footnote 57. As far as accepting the appointment is concerned, this should be done formally, expressly in writing, even though it will always be implied, if the individual intermeddles with the trust property or performs any act to carry out the trust. See footnote 58. Once acceptance has been tendered, no court of common law or equity can prevent the trustee from holding that office, except for breach of trust. See footnote 59, or good cause dependent upon clear and lawful necessity. See footnote 60. Removal must be procured pursuant to the provisions of the declaration, or, where no such provisions are made, by decree of a court of equity. Lastly, it should be noted that the office of trustee is not always a desirable one. When the trust instrument conveys a burdensome obligation, the trustee is miserable and at risk of breach by failure to perform. When the trust instrument has been constructed poorly, the trustee is miserably confined and inhibited, and he may well be held liable for trust contracts with outside parties. The trustee has a duty of care toward the beneficiaries and must harbor no biases or resentment in administration. Therefore, it is prudent to empower the trustee with enough discretion to carry out his position to the best of his ability and responsible creativity. To put it plainly, the settlor must truly trust the trustee to carry out his duties and use his powers justly. Footnote 59. Lord Justice Turner settled the rule of law that first the court will have regard to the wishes of the persons by whom the trust has been created, if expressed in the instrument creating the trust, or clearly to be collected from it. If the author of the trust has in terms declared a particular person, the court in those cases conforms to the wishes of the creator. A breach of trust does not include a technical breach of trust, e.g., one made through mistake. This audio file was brought to you by Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook.com. Visit Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property.